All right, welcome in. This is the vocal led section changes masterclass for old school DNB vibes, advanced level, all in Ableton Live's arrangement view. Here's the core mindset for today, in proper old school jungle and DNB, the tune doesn't just change sections, it announces them. The vocal isn't a hook, it's an arrangement marker. It's the thing that proves to the listener and to the DJ, a drop is coming, a switch is coming, a break is coming, or a reload moment is about to happen. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a repeatable system you can drop into basically any rolling tune, a pre-drop announcement, a switch callout that justifies a drum and bass variation, and a quick reload style moment that creates reaction without killing momentum. And you'll set it up in a way that's DJ math friendly. Clear cues every 8 or 16 bars. Let's build it. First, set the grid so your changes land where people expect them. Put your tempo in the classic zone, 164 to 170. If you want that true jungle lean, 165 to 168 is a sweet spot. Now go into arrangement view and place locators every 8 bars. Literally mark the roadmap. Intro, build, drop, switch A, switch B, break, second drop, outro. Name them. This is important, because the whole point of vocal-led transitions is they lock to structure. The old-school rule is simple, big changes tend to happen every 8 or 16, so your vocals should point at those moments, not randomly decorate everything. Also, turn on fixed grid. Most of your edits should be clean. One bar, half bar, quarter bar. We're going for deliberate, DJ-legible cues, not messy modern micro-editing everywhere. Next, choose the right kind of vocal material. You are not looking for a full top line. You want functional phrases, MC shouts, reggae snippets, movie lines, pirate radio bits, single words like selecta, listen, inside, rewind. The ideal length is short, 1 to 3 seconds. That's long enough to communicate, short enough to stay punchy and reusable. Create an audio track called Vocal Main, drop your sample in, and make sure warp is on. Now pick the warp mode based on what you've got. If it's a spoken phrase you want to keep natural, start with Complex Pro. Set formants to 0, and envelope around 128. If it's already crusty, radio-ish, or you want a more chopped vibe, try beats mode with transient loop and preserve transients somewhere around 50 to 80. And here's a taste thing, the goal is not modern perfect. It should be tight enough to hit the grid, but you don't need to polish the humanity out of it. Slight grit and a little imperfection is part of the credibility. Now we set up fast routing, because the real power move is being able to throw vocals into effects instantly and automate them like an instrument. Group your vocal tracks into a group called vocals. Inside, create 3 tracks, vocal main, vocal chops, and optionally vocal effects resample. That third one becomes your print lane later when you commit hero moments. Now create 3 return tracks, return A, dub delay, return B, plate, return C, crush megaphone. On return A, build a classic dub delay space. Add echo. Set time to either 8th note dotted or quarter note. Feedback around 35 to 55. Filter the delay. High pass around 250 to 450. Low pass around 4 to 7k. And add a touch of modulation, like 2 to 6%, so it wobbles like hardware. After echo, add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then add auto filter. This is key, because you'll automate the cutoff to darken or choke the tail. It's how you stop the delay from smearing your drop. Return B is a short bright plate, not a giant wash. Use hybrid reverb in plate mode. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass it around 300 to 600. Low pass around 8 to 12k. And because it's a return, keep the wet at 100% on the device and control with send levels. Return C is your pirate radio smash. Put redux. Downsample 2 to 6. Bit reduction 8 to 12, tastefully. Then EQ 8 to bandpass it. High pass 250 to 500, low pass 3 to 5k. Then add saturator or overdrive with 3 to 10 dB of drive depending on the sample. This return is not subtle. It's for moments. Before we arrange anything, quick coaching note. Gain staging for throws matters more than the effect choice. Do this now and you'll thank yourself later. Set your vocal clip gain, so the dry vocal peaks around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS. On the track meter. Then pull your return faders all the way down, and bring them up until full send moment feels exciting but doesn't suddenly become louder than your drop. The point is, later, when you automate the sends aggressively, you won't be playing surprise volume spike every time. Now let's define the 3 vocal roles you're going to use. This is your system. Role 1. The coup vocal. clean and upfront. This happens one or two bars before a drop or a switch. It tells the listener something is about to happen. Roll 2, the hype throw. This is where the last word gets thrown into delay or reverb so the tail bridges into the next section. Roll 3, the impact vocal. One shot on the downbeat of a new section. This is the stamp that makes the section feel like a new chapter. On vocal main, put a solid mix chain so your cues are consistent. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 90 to 150. If it's muddy, dip 250 to 450 by 1 to 3 dB. If it needs to cut, a small bump in the 2 to 5K zone. Then compressor. Ratio 3:1:5:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120, aiming for about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then saturator, 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on. Then utility. Old school vocals are often mono-forward, so keep width between 0 and 50%. Trim gains so the level is consistent. Extra coach tip. Don't be scared to make the announcement readable on small speakers. A lot of classic cue vocals are basically bandpassed, and yes, they can sound ugly solo. But in the mix they translate. Also, remember that returns can reintroduce low-mid mush, so sometimes you'll EQ after the distortion or even after the return effect, not just before it. Now we build the first signature move, the bar 16 announcement, classic pre-drop callout. Go to the last two bars before your drop. Place a phrase like hold tight on the second to last bar, and something like inside the ride, on the final bar. Keep it simple and confident. Now automate the throw. On the last word of that final phrase, automate send it to the dub delay. Start the send around minus 12 dB at the word start, and ramp it up to around 0 to minus 3 dB right on the final syllable. You want that tail to bloom. Then on the echo itself on return A, automate feedback. Just for that moment, jump it from around 40% to around 60%, so it gets a little more out of control. Now the most important part, the choke. At the downbeat of the drop, cut the return tail quickly. You can automate auto-filter cutoff down fast for a quarter bar, or even just automate the return track volume down briefly. This is how you get the bridge tail, but the drop still hits clean and heavy. That's the vibe. Big announcement. Exciting tail. Then slam the door so the drums land like a concrete block. Next up, the switch technique. This is where vocals become the reason you can change drums and bass without it feeling random. Pick a classic switch point. The start of a new 16, bar 17 or bar 33 are perfect. Duplicate your drop drums into two versions. Drums A is your main groove. Drums B is the variation. Different snare, extra ghost hits, or an amen edit, maybe a signature one-beat splice that becomes your identity fill. Now place a vocal at the end of bar 16. Select a, switch it, listen, something short and commanding. Then create urgency with a micro stutter on the final syllable. You can do it manually by splitting the audio into 1/16 slices and repeating 2 to 4 times, with tiny fade so it doesn't click, or do it in a cleaner, controllable way with a parallel stutter rack. On vocal chops, add an audio effect rack with 2 chains, dry and stutter. On the stutter chain, add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, gate around 40 to 70%, chance 100%, and you'll automate the device on or off so it only happens right at the end. After beat repeat, add auto filter with a high pass around 200 to 400, then utility and pull the gain down by 6 to 12 dB, because stutters get loud fast. Now automate the chain selector or the device on for the last half bar before the switch. So the listener hears that stuttered selecta selecta selecta, and then on bar 17, the drum and bass variation hits. In the listener's brain, the vocal caused the switch. It feels intentional, not arbitrary. Pro move from here, add a switch confirm vocal after the downbeat. Put a tiny one shot like yeah or come on beat 3 of the first bar after the switch. It's like a stamp. It makes the new groove feel official. Now let's do the reload moment, but without fully stopping the tune unless you really mean it. Target this one as a highlight. One bar before a second drop, or a mid-tune moment where you want crowd reaction. Place a strong vocal, rewind, or pull it up. Instead of wrecking your master, do this on a pre-master group. Group all your music tracks into a PR remaster bus, and leave things like reference or utility stuff out. On that pre-master, add auto filter in low-pass mode. Automate the cutoff from fully open, like 18K, down to around 200 to 800 HE, then snap back open. Keep it to one bar max, often even a half bar is enough. Add a touch of drive if you want it to bite, like 0 to 4 dB. Then automate a tiny utility gain dip right before the hit, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB, just to make the return feel louder without actually being louder. Psychoacoustics. Classic trick. If you want a modern old school hybrid, you can do a two-stage reload, do the choke and the vocal throw, then when you come back, don't fully slam immediately. Hit a minimal kick and snare for one bar, then bring the full break back on bar two. That's crowd control and DJ friendly at the same time. Now we make sure the vocals sit in the pocket, because old school mixes are mid-range dense and you want readability without flattening the groove. Two advanced moves. First, sidechain the vocal to the snare. On vocal main, add a compressor, enable sidechain, pick the snare track or drum bus. Ratio about 2:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 40 to 90. Set threshold, so you only get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. What this does is it makes the vocal bounce with the breakbeat instead of fighting it. It feels glued, almost like it's coming off the same tape. Second, control harshness gently on the vocals group with multiband dynamics. This is not vocal mastering. This is just taming spikes that show up when you start throwing distortion and delay. Subtle settings, just enough to stop painful moments. Another teacher tip here, use negative space as a cue. In jungle, removing something for half a bar can signal a change harder than adding layers. So when your cue vocal hits, try muting hats for a beat, or pulling bass for one beat. The ear goes, wait, attention, and your vocal lands like a signpost. Now let's map a reliable 64-bar drop layout, so you know where these cues live. Bar is 1 to 8, minimal vocal, maybe one call out at bar 8 with a delay throw. Just a reminder that the tune is alive. Bars 9 to 16, as second phrase, but keep it sparse. Tease a switch word at bar 16. Bar 17, switch drums or bass, and put an impact vocal right on the downbeat. Optionally, the switch confirm on beat 3. Bars 17 to 24, mostly instrumental. Let the groove speak. This is where a lot of people mess up by talking all over the roll. Bar 25, one short hype phrase. Bars 25 to 32, build toward a micro reload at bar 32. Choke the pre-master, throw the vocal, snap back. Bar 33, second drop variation, and this is where you can change vocal texture. Maybe now you use the crushed megaphone return or a bandpassed radio version. This audio version is shortened for playback.